Dear Boomers, it's Paul Hopkins. We are podcasting with Octava, day 17.
I'm a lineman for the county, and I drive the mean road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the wine, Wichita lineman. Will he still on the line? I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like knows that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. Oh. And I need you more than want you. And I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman, will he still on the line? Cupid or lineman. He's still on the line. Still on the line.
Oh, yes. I think it would be safe to say that acoustic is kind of where I'm at. I'm almost doing cover versions as well here, because I've got another cover version coming up in a minute. There's James Taylor there, Wichita Lineman, originally by Glen Campbell. Yeah, Glen Campbell, very advanced stage of Alzheimer's now, of course. But good. Jim Webb, wasn't it, that wrote songs for him? At least two, anyway. By the time we get to Phoenix was the one before that there was a kind of a prequel or sequel to Wichita Lineman, but say beautifully covered there by James Taylor, in my opinion, lovely song, love it. And now we've got something else coming up for you by Will Young, and then there's an electronic, but I think it would be fair to say that my collection is more than smattered with acoustic. Bear me a second. Oh yeah, Will Young. Did you even guess the song?
I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. If you don't answer, I'll just ring it off the wall. I know he's there, but I just had to call. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I heard your mother, now she's going out the door. Did she just go to work or just go to the store? All those things she said I told you to ignore. Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Oh, why can't we talk again? Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. It's good to hear your voice, you know it's been so long. If I don't get your call, then everything goes wrong. I wanna tell you something you've known all along. Don't leave me hanging on the telephone. I had to interrupt and stop this conversation. Your voice across the line gives me a strange sensation. I'd like to talk when I can show you my affection. Oh, I can't control myself. Oh, I can't control myself.
Sorry, Will, had to interrupt you. Just got a couple of things to say. Most of that acoustic stuff you can get from the BBC Radio Live Lounge series of albums. I think, I don't know if it's how it works in America, but certainly in the UK there's actually a whole section for for those particular albums. Also, I could recommend, if you like your acoustic stuff and want to get introduced, especially with artists that you may have heard of that are covering acoustic songs or doing their own songs differently. I'm pleased to say acoustic seems to be very much a genre that's got popular again over the last few years. The parrots in the background going on a mad thing that parrots do. That's Jasper. that is the case that you have, it's enjoyed a renaissance, I think, acoustic music, especially with, like, festivals perhaps and things like that. As has electric music, of course, or electronic music, or electric, we said, didn't we? I'm going to play something out in a second in that particular regard. But, yeah, and also Dermot O'Leary presents there's a Radio 2 sort of live sessions as well. There's about three or four collections there. And also Mark Radcliffe... I think it's Mark Radcliffe Folk Sessions or something like that. So, you know, plenty to choose from in terms of wanting to, if you want to just get your hands on something where you're not really sure which direction to go, that would be maybe a good start to get some good acoustic live music. Unplugged might be another way of putting it. Okay, I'm going to finish with one more song now. It's by Coldplay. Haha, a lot of people don't like Coldplay. I like the latest album. It's called Ghosts. And... hang on, I don't know, you can't, I've pressed my trigger, so I'm going to have to let go, start the song, and I should have pressed my lock on Boss Jock. Bear me a second. Oh man, you can tell this is live. This is True Love from the album Ghosts by Coldplay. And I will speak over them just a little bit, just to appease the people that don't like Coldplay. The other one was a slight clue as to tomorrow's Octava instrumental or vocalist, that kind of thing. Speed drill soon anyway, but I think mine are kind of melded into one, and somehow I sort of feel some familiarity connections going on with all of these artists and choices and genres, and yeah, it's all good. I'll speak to you all soon anyway. Do apologise, Chris, speaking all over your lovely vocal there. Bye for now.